Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The Ladies Auxiliary of Grants Pass once went to war against billboards and won. In late 1950, the auxiliary persuaded the city council to raise the fee to $200 for a permit to place a billboard in the city. Then a few months and a few new council members later, the Pacific Coast Advertising Association proposed lowering the fee to $20. The Ladies Auxiliary implored council members not to make it easier to impose such a nuisance on a protesting public. The women said low fees would result in many more billboards in the city and counteract the efforts of their Civic Improvement Committee to make Grants Pass an attractive place to live. When asked if they would accept confining billboards to a special district in town, auxiliary members said an offensive object in one location could hardly prove beneficial in another. They told the city council anyone wishing to advertise should use a more legitimate means, such as the newspaper. The women didn't let up, even when the matter was held over to the next meeting. The advertiser's billboard proposal died when the city council realized it didn't have the votes to approve it. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Demscher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.